Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I only bring this up not because it's not because there's some humor to find in this.
You're trying to tamper our excitement here?
No, I just didn't know.
Or tamper our comments? Are you trying to do?
Well, I'm just saying that that's not why I'm bringing this up. Right. I didn't know this was a thing.
You expect?
And the reason the story is out there is because a doctor is trying to tell us that this is a thing.
All right.
I didn't know this was a thing. Out of Australia, an elderly woman was in her chicken coop. A rooster attacked her while she was collecting eggs.
Oh, no.
It punctured one of her varicose veins with its beak. The elderly woman bled to death.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know this was a thing.
No, I didn't know, because you see varicose veins in a lot of people, but I didn't know you could just...
What, they don't clot?
They don't clot, so I was thinking.
Well, there's no one around to help her or to...
Yeah, but it would still clot. You just hold it, and it would clot eventually, so it must have been a varicose vein that goes right to her heart.
Was it a varicose carotid artery?
Another elderly woman checked in today in case you missed that. She was great as usual, but she'll have a comment on this.
Another elderly woman died in similar circumstances after a cat scratched her leg.
Man, you got to warn me about that. I got to jam some nudes when I hear that. So, same thing. How big are the varicose veins in Australia?
I'm sure they're as big as your arm.
That's not a varicose vein. This is a varicose vein.
The rooster is a cock scratch fever. Completely different than what Ted sings about.
That's what Puss sings when he hears a song.
Professor Byard has been...
He flipped me off with a hardcore flip off of that one. It was like, damn.
Professor Byard told Adelaide Now elderly people have varicose veins that are especially vulnerable to being broken.
You should get those stripped then, right? That's right. I don't understand any of this because you can get those stripped. So that means they take them out. So how dangerous are they to get one poked and you die? Apparently you die. This is weird.
Or you can.
I know, but it's weird.
He says they've done studies that show people have just been around their homes and bled to death by knocking their leg on the vein.
Last night.
Cats are a very common tripping hazard for the elderly around the house. Cats like to rub against ankles and legs, and it commonly leads to tripping injuries elderly.
Well, I understand tripping, but
then they fall over and something gets scratched and they bleed to death.
Man.
I didn't know this was a thing. You can see I didn't bring this up.
No, I'm with you. I have no idea that was a thing either.
I didn't know it was a thing.
All right. Man. Ezra has a good point. Doc Mina may cover this. She could have been on blood thinners.
Okay.
Which would cause you to...
And the cock pector, right?
Right, not clot out as quickly as you'd like.
How long did she lay there? Because I'm guessing the chickens went to town on an old lady in a coop.
I've got no information.
That had to be brutal, man. You show up like 8 days later.
Got no information on that one.
I just want to sing cock scratch fever, don't you?
Now, grab the rooster fur with a stroke of my hand.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing either. I'd never heard that. And Doc, when she checks in, hopefully she'll check in next week with that one.
So that was a public service announcement.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Another one of our medical public service announcements.
You better wear pants when you're feeding the rooster.
Yeah, I was going to say chainmail leggings
or
something.
Yeah. Oh, just wear pants.
Yeah.
Wear pants when you're feeding the rooster, Craig.
Thank you.
That sounds like a spy, says somebody. Walk past somebody in the street. Wear pants when you're feeding the rooster.
Well, at least on the bottom end.
Yeah. Pair of chaps.
Yeah.
And nothing
but
else.
Not assless.
Yeah. Well, the rooster probably isn't going to get.
Yeah, you picture an old lady with assless chaps.
And chaps, by definition, are assless.
Right. And I don't think the varicose veins in the ass are much of a problem.
Probably not.
They're mostly lower leg.
Right. He learned that on his farm, by the way.
Yeah.
He did learn that.
Although, if Dr. Mina has a case of varicose veins in the ass, she'll tell us about it.
Well, if anyone would, she would.
Yeah. Right. She's quick
she
to correct us.
She sees the ass.
Because if I said...
That's brutal. What's a brutal? How'd your grandmother die, by the way? A cock pecked her in a coop.
She bled out.
And she bled out. But thanks for asking.
Cool. You want to go out for chicken? No!
It's brutal, man.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New federal data shows that in spite of marijuana legalization,
Long Island Lolita is 45. Holy crap. What about legalization? We don't like that here.
New federal data released yesterday shows that in spite of marijuana legalization, more young people are not beginning to use marijuana.
Oh, you mean the crazy scare tactics that if you don't like a certain drug, you just still won't do it anyway?
No, it's just like a lot of, you know, think millennials about it. Aren't drinking anymore. They got to find their...
Well, but this is about the people are saying that if they legalize weed, kids are going to start smoking weed.
Oh.
No, kids will smoke weed. They want to smoke weed. They don't want to smoke weed. They ain't going to smoke weed.
Well, yeah.
Legal or not.
It's like you know, booze in Europe with the kids. It's not a thing.
Right.
It's not... You take the taboo away.
But that's one of their arguments. If they legalize weed, kids will smoke weed. Well, kids smoke weed now if they want to smoke weed. If they don't want to smoke weed, they don't smoke weed.
Well, have they bothered to look into it in all the states that have legalized marijuana?
This is what he's saying.
Let me do the story.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Past month, cannabis use among those 12 to 17 years of age remained stable from 2017 to 2018.
Okay, but
they are significantly lower than in the years prior to when the states first began legalizing for adult use.
So it's we'll wait for you.
No, it's just people.
They're just saying they're not smoking. They may never.
They may never.
But fewer people age 12 to 17 are smoking weed.
Right.
It's according to the 2018 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, an annual report produced by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
You shouldn't smoke weed between 12 and 17.
No.
Petey will tell you that.
But you shouldn't wait until you're 20.
Start
picking
up. Well, according to Dr. Mina, you should wait until you're a good 26.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I messed that up.
About 19 or so. You're wasting a lot of good years there if you don't pick it up till 26.
No.
Research published in JAMA.
Bad Mama JAMA.
Pediatrics found that states with recreational cannabis experience a decline in underage marijuana use.
Ship that over to the governor and the coach there for the next podcast.
I don't believe it.
Now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, imagine Dr. Mina listening to this on the podcast now and banging your head against a wall or something nearby.
Well, not that stat. That stat is good
for her. My suggestion.
Oh, yeah, your suggestion.
Yes,
did you start a little early? Yeah.
Start at 19, kids.
Well, I wonder if it's because kids don't want to be like their parents. Like, if it's legal, you could be more out in the open. Yeah.
I think so, too.
The percentage of adolescents who reported using the marijuana began declining at a greater rate in the years after states started implementing legal cannabis systems.
So this is good news for the Nebraska anti-weed podcasters. Or it flies in the face of what they say.
No, it's not good news for them. They're wrong. Craig's right.
This is the seventh year in a row that fewer young people seem to be using the marijuana.
Nerds. Well, I'm saying they can take that information and twist it any way they want.
Well, does it count brownies?
No, they're actually wrong, Todd, because he said in states where it's legalized, weed has not gone up among kids. And that's one of the people that anti-weed people say.
Oh, well, that flies in the face of look what's happening in Colorado.
Of course it does.
That flies in the face of the commercials I hear.
All the facts, right.
It flies in the face of all the facts, right.
Every kid in Colorado at one point or another in the last few years has been poisoned by marijuana.
Right, and that's a commercial we see in our state of Nebraska, right.
Because, you know, their parents leave the edibles laying all over the floor, and the dogs and the kids all eat them up, and the next thing you know, a whole house is full of poisoned marijuana. Everybody's been poisoned
Look
by the
what's happening in Colorado. Dumbasses.
They do have an unsettling amount of string cheese incident shows.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the only negative thing
about weed is shows like that show up more often.
Right.
And I would pay attention to that commercial. Yeah. Do you want this in your backyard every week? Like, no.
No. Jam bands are coming. That's not cool.
I'd like Red Rocks in my backyard.
Yeah,
not with that band, no.
Well, even if you got to put up with a string cheese incident, they only visit once a year.
Yeah, for like 8 straight nights, right?
Yeah, they play one song and it lasts for 8 nights.
It's like hippie Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Now, overall, marijuana consumption increased across age groups by about a percentage point over the last year, the survey found, with most of that being attributable to those over the age of 26.
All right.
You got to get you that 25 to 30 years of unhappiness at the bottom of the U.
Excellent point.
Yeah,
that's
right
a long
that.
Time.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
I have no counter to that.
Yeah, I think he's right on that one.
I think there's some more Nick wants to share there. Seems like there's some more to unpack.
That's a fact. There's a curve
there. I
think
he looked at his watch, realized where he was in that particular letter.
You could still be happy.
I'm at the beginning of the trek.
You can be happy in those years, but you're going to be more happy when you're younger and more happy when you're older.
Right.
That's in general. That's
right. They're not saying you're not happy.
No.
They're saying you're happier before and after.
I think you're more content. Yeah.
That's why it's great to have kids, because it feels so good when they move out.
Yeah. Well, that's another story.
Craig reported the night earlier. So you have that to look forward to.
Yeah. I've been having a hard time talking to my oldest son. Did this happen to you with your son? Like, hey, what have you been eating for lunch at school? Yeah. Whatever they have.
Yeah.
Well, what do they have?
There's a little
How old is your son again? 13?
He'll be 16.
Oh, yeah. My son's about to be 15 in a month.
Right. They really don't want to discuss their life with you.
Nothing.
He'll be nicer to you when he wants a car.
Yeah.
All right.
You're right. It's just, there's no answer sometimes. Like, How was practice today? It's good. Yeah. It's good.
I'll even ask him about the Patriots.
Yeah. Oh, we're just to get something out of him?
Well, I don't care how they're doing.
I know.
What's happening with the Patriots? Nothing.
Yo, give them five or 6 years, and they will be calling you more often than you're calling them.
Well, that's the way it always is. I get it, but
So the old good talk Russ line has just been real real helpful lately.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good talk, Russ.
Think of when you were a kid. Yeah, like when I was in college, I never called my parents. Pretty rare.
Well, I'm not talking about college. We're talking about 15.
Yeah. No,
that awkward age.
And I was more concerned about leaving the house than I was hanging out and talking to my parents.
At that age, I just wanted to, what are you doing? Oh, well, I wasn't going to say, well, there's a bottle of sloe gin buried in a snowbank, and me and my buddies are going to go drink that.
Why are you bringing the briefcase?
Holy North Dakota.
I can't tell them that. Yeah. You know, so what are you, nothing, just going to drive around. They knew damn well what was going on, but I didn't talk to my parents a lot when I was 15, 16. Didn't talk to them until I was 25. Really?
Well, that makes me feel better, because I didn't know if I was just like me. I'm like, am I boring? Can I not hold a conversation?
No, the kids, this is short answers, right?
Right, well, you're boring to your kids. Right.
Yeah. My daughter just won't stop mocking me.
Yeah.
I have the opposite problem with her. I'm like, will you stop talking?
Yeah, there's a point where mocking gets a little old from your kids.
Yeah.
If they could only take it.
You're right.
Yeah. Those little pansies can't.
But you can't.
But they throw it out there like they can take it.
Yeah, but if you say something back, it does sound harsher because they are kids.
Well, because we know how to do it.
Well, we do know how to do it. I know that.
You
but they can't take it.
They can't
professional
take it.
And if
so I do you got to sit there and wait for, it's all funny and crap. I listen to this funny stuff.
Well, here's my problem with that, too, because you're right. We do know how to fire arrows.
We can do it.
Because we're professionals. and we fire them here every damn day. But when I fire one, if I just get tired of the mocking and I'm just not in the mood, if I fire one, it's my fault because sometimes it's around my wife and she doesn't like when I fire one at the kids.
And it's not, well, kids, you know that's coming. No. Shut the hell up.
No, it's you shouldn't say it to the kids. I'm thinking, well, they were yelling at me.
No, you know what? The world is going to say that to the kids. You need to get them ready.
Well, just because they're mocking you. They mock their parents.
Mom is not going to be there to cover their ass for their entire life.
Right.
Get used to it.
If you heckle the dad, you better be prepared for a comeback.
Yes, but once again.
Oh, when you do, Oh, you're the bad guy.
Oh, for my wife, I'm the bad guy. Sure. But the kids ain't going to handle it either. I mean, I can't.
Oh,
if I say something even simple.
You hurt my feelings. Yeah. Shut up.
Especially when they all.
I love my kids. I don't know about y'all.
When they're gone.
Yeah. It's coming through.
I'm sure I'll love them more in another 12 to 15 years.
The listeners can feel the love.
They say that's true.
Yeah. Didn't you find, though, when you moved out, you got along better with your parents? I sure did.
Sure.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was pretty lucky. I really didn't have any fights with my parents. I had a couple of instances. My dad, just right around college age, I was doing stuff he didn't like, didn't appreciate, but we got along pretty well after that. And it really was nothing big deal. And, you know, so but I was lucky in that sense. But you're right. You get along a little better, yeah.
No, my dad.
I had two older sisters that put them through some crap.
Yeah, my dad and I.
I had one older sister, but the one right about 4 years older than me, she was the Dazed Confused era of high school, and she went a little crazy.
Oh.
And so I came in just cruising, you know, for a while there.
Well, I was the one.
Because I couldn't do anything bad.
I put my parents through crap.
Yeah.
I was in that role.
Yeah, you were. I think
you're lucky if you have the older siblings because they just break the parents.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
My wife is the third child.
Yep.
And she said by the time she got into high school, they just didn't care. They
and
like,
plus I was the only boy and three sisters, you know, I was like they trusted me more because I was just the only, you know, it's the old adage.
Why?
It's the old adage when you have daughters, you got to worry about all the dinks.
When
you have a son, you got to worry about one dink.
Yeah.
You know, that old lame line, which is kind of true.
Yeah, there's the truth.
Right.
I'm not ready for all the dinks, but I am ready for somebody.
The mocking
say
thing
that
is
now.
Yeah.
The mocking thing does bug me once in a while.
Yeah, I'm not ready for the dinks, but I am ready for somebody to, like, pick her up and take her out of the house every once in a while.
No, you don't want the dinks. No.
Right.
No.
Like, take her to a movie. Good God.
Yeah, but see, especially with us, you don't like the mocking, but then at some point you have to step back and realize they're doing it because of what they've seen.
Oh, I know that.
They've learned it from
all the mocking is deserved. The stuff they make fun of me about, I know I do, but I just came from work, and you don't understand my job.
But I'm
it's
saying
five
that...
guys beating each other up every morning.
The song
now I'm getting it from you.
And by the way, I don't mind that. That's part of people like it. In fact, somebody just emailed the other day and said, "Keep hammering each other. I love that." I said, well, that's our show. But we rip each other every morning, and we know where our limits are. But you leave, and you want to go. Oh, okay, good. Now this house actually loves me. No.
But even at 10, my daughter will say things to me every now and again, that sense of humor, that sarcasm will come out, and I'll go, damn it, that's my fault.
Right, shut up.
She learned that from me.
And you can't yell at a 10-year-old girl. They really get mad.
I snapped at the mocking the other day. Well, she's 14.
And she just said something that
Well, because I said something,
right?
And she's like, don't you say something. And I was like, stop it. I'm done with this. Yeah. Knock it off.
Stop especially non-central mocking.
All the time.
Yeah.
Luckily, she was like, oh, knock it off. I don't know what would have happened. I would have plunged a knife into my neck.
Stop it.
Oh, the comedian can't take a joke, huh?
No, you got to check up before you throw in something that really hurts.
I know.
No?
Like Craig said. Apparently, Craig did.
I don't specifically remember what
I know,
it was,
but it can be something innocuous, and all of a sudden the mood changed.
Oh, yeah, they can't take it.
No.
They can't take it.
Yeah, you got to resist the temptation to throw a real dagger in there, even though you can.
Yes, you can.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're throwing real daggers
in
there.
Of course they are.
You know, they're trying to, at least. And, you know, you're sitting, okay, that's good. Yeah, okay, all right, well, now take one.
Well, you can remember. But also, you can remember, I can remember a dagger being thrown at me by my mom or dad because I was being a dick.
Oh, yeah.
And that dagger from a parent does hurt. Because you, they're supposed to love you no matter what.
Okay, they learn from that.
I know you do, but it's...
Instead of going, oh, you're bad, you hurt me, you know. Oh, I wonder why they did that. Maybe I should change my ways.
No, it does make, it's both ways, you're right. You realize they're yelling that, they're going the dagger towards you because
you did
yourself
wrong. Well,
if
I feel this way when they do it to me, maybe they feel like that when I do it to them. Yeah.
Is it working for you?
And then you realize, Craig, as teenagers, the way they do things is always correct.
Yeah.
They're not going to
look. That's all I heard a push out there.
Empathy is not something they do.
That's what we should do all morning. Instead of actually using words and clever quips towards each other, somewhat clever, we should just go.
That'll be the day.
Yeah, that'd be better than some of the clever quips.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Right?
Once in a while, throwing
the old so bit.
You do that and keep up on your Snapchat streaks. You're a 14-year-old girl.
I know. You said stop it.
I snap. Like, that was after, too. I go to pick her up for the school dance, like, right when she told us to be there. Right. And then she's like, why are you here? It's still going. I'm like, right when you told us to be here. That's what I'm. You can't. There's no winning. Like, I'm used to that in the rest of my life,
right,
too. It's not like a new thing.
No.
But holy cow.
Yeah. Like, when you got a chance, like, oh, I'm here right when I was supposed to be. She's like, well, my friends are still here. Like, me. I didn't know that. Right, yeah. Oh, your friends are still here? But I can't.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.